Okay, we'll pick it up from Daf Samachei Amin Aleph, fourth line, Mosav Rav Abia. So just to recap where we are, we have here a Machlekes on Samach Talam and Beis. A Machlekes are two in Rabbi Yehuda Amar of Asi on the one hand, and Rav Chista on the other hand, about whether or not there is a stage in a Katan's development, before he reaches the Gadlus, that he can be Mezakeh for Acherim. According to Rabbi Yehuda Amar of Asi, at an earlier stage, he could be zoicha for himself. At a later stage, he can already be, if it, what he called the stage where he could be machzir chayfetz, then he could be mezakeh for other people. We discussed yesterday, is it deraisa, derabonik, without getting all the protim that's confusing us. Yeah, can he be mezakeh for himself? So according to Rav Asi, he can't be mezakeh for achir. Rav Chisda says, no, there's no stage in time, there's no point in time as a katan that he can be mezakeh for achir. Okay? Now, the Gemara ended up coming out, this part you have to see, that even Rav Chista agreed that for mitzvahs derabanan, or in yonim derabanan, which we spoke yesterday about shitufei mevuos, so there, since it's derabanan, then he agrees that will allow a katan to be mezakeh for achir. So it comes out that the whole machlekes really is on a deraisa level, or by deraisa mitzvahs. Okay, I don't want to get back into the Rashi, it was a little confusing from yesterday, but the etzem zach is that There's a question on for mitzvahs deoraisa, can a katan be mezakeh for a cherim or not? According to Rav Asi, yes, and according to Rav Chista, no. But everybody agrees that number one, he can be zeicher for himself, and for mitzvahs derabanan or in yonim derabanan, he can be mezakeh even for a cherim. Clear? Okay. So now, with that in mind, we're seeing the first the kasha. So it says the Gemara like this: Masav Rav Avi asked the kasha on Rav Chista. Ma'arimin al Meister Shein. You can do harama, trickery, when it comes to Meister Shein. Okay, just to give back on what are we talking about. These are the Mishnayos in Meister Shein. The truth is, you look here at the Mesoras L'Shas, there's a question if this whole thing is going to come from Mishnah or some part of it is from a Tosefta. But the din in Meister Shein is there's something called harama, which is unique because this is a unique din in Meister Shein. Normally, harama is like a negative thing. It's frowned upon to do harama. Right here, harama is like a lechatchila. It's interesting. Mishnah is a Meister Shein to say, go ahead and do it. Right? It's like shtick, right? It's like doing a shtick. Okay? And basically, what's the idea? So Rashi brings that halacha is that min ha-Torah, if a person wants to be paid his Meister Shein, he can do it. He can transfer the Meister Shein kedusha from his produce onto money and then take that money to his shalayim. If he does that, he has to add a chemish. If he's doing it on his own produce, he has to add a chemish. You can do the exact same process on someone else's produce. So I could go
a chumash on the fifth or a chumash on everything.
Chumash is the fifth. Yeah. So I'm saying I'm going to take this. I'm going to transfer the $100 worth of stuff onto the money. But then I have to add. I have to add now extra money. I have to add. I can't just take that exact amount. Okay, just transfer $100. I have to add some more money in the bring to the shalim and use it. Okay, that's true. If I'm being paid in my own Meister Sheni. If I want to be paid in this and I was Meister Sheni. So I say, hey, I'll just do him a favor. You know what? I'm going to be put to your Meister Shani, put it on my money, right? And now there's no din anymore of a chaymish. Okay, so the halacha is allowed to do haram. Like one of the obvious cases, the easiest case mentioned in the Mishnah is we could just switch. Hey, this enough. You got yours, I got mine. Let's just do a chab, right? That's one case of haram. So the Mishnah here talks about the Tosefta talks about a different type of haram. What's the haram discussed over here? Again, so that's the concept, the trickery. I'm tricking, like, it's really my stuff, but I'm getting you to do it for me. And then we're evading, we're circumventing the chumash. So what's the case? Marimin al-Maisar Sheni Ketzad. Oimer Adam Levno Ubito HaGadoylem La'avdash V'chaso Ha'ivrim. A person can say to either his son or daughter that's older, or to his Eved or Shivcha, Ivrim, right? We're talking about Amma every year, not talking about Eved K'naini, right? An Eved, Ivri, and a Shivcha, Amma Ivriya. What do you say to them? Hey lachem mosalalu uptu ben meiser sheni ze. What do we say? Say, listen, you take this money. It's my money. I'm giving you the money. Once I give you the money, I want you to be paid there, my meiser sheni onto that money. Now, what's going to happen? In the end of the day, we're all going to eat together lunch anyway. So basically, I was anyway going to feed you, right? It's his kids. I was going to give you money anyway. So now we do this shtick. I give you the money. It's your money. Now, so it's a situation. It's your money, my meiser sheni. We're able to do now the pidyon without. We're circumventing the chaymish. And now everybody's happy. So we're able to successfully do the pita. Now we can all share the food without paying the chumash. So, okay, that's the case of the Rama. So says the fact that Gemara Zoi, this is Rav Avi's question. Hai shifcha echidami. What type of shechar are we talking about? E the asya bei Cyrus, if she already literally brought to Cyrus, meaning she matured, and she has signs of maturity, she's already no longer a katana. So my boy gabay, like we said yesterday, what is she doing by this guy? The halacha is that an am evriya, when she brings simonim, she matures, she leaves the Adam's house, so she can't be an am evriya. She has shtei Cyrus. Elalav de lo asya bei Cyrus, must be she doesn't have shtei Cyrus. So she's still a katana. And what do you see? You see that she has the ability to be zoicha. So you see she's having this ability. So it's a kasha. And Rav Chista. Rav Chista says that there's no stage of katnus that a katan is able to be mezaken for a chayr. I mean, here we're seeing there is a stage of katnus because she can't be a gedolah yet. It has to be before shtei Cyrus. And it's working for this whole process of Ma'aseh Sheni to work. So you see that there's such a thing called being mezaken l'chayr. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not a kasha. Hachamayaskin, and similar to what we said last time, Hachamayaskin, b'maiser b'zmanazeh derabanan. Here we're talking about maiser b'zmanazeh derabanan. Like we said at the beginning of today's shir, based on yesterday's Gemara, that even Rav Chista agrees that when it comes to the derabanan world, when you're talking about mitzvahs derabanan, yanim derabanan, then he also agrees that a katan could be mezakeh al yedei achir. He only argued when it came to deraisas. For deraisas derabanan, don't let you be mezakeh. As we mentioned yesterday, either the Rabbanan didn't give you the schus to be mezake in that world, or it doesn't work. The schus that the Rabbanan gave you, it doesn't work. That was the Chayik Azrash Tais from yesterday. But anyway, that's the answer that the Gemara gives to Rav Chista. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So you want to tell me that we're talking about, you have this Amma Ivriya, and you have Maeser Sheni, that's only Maeser Sheni mid the Rabbanan. So in fact, the Gemara, because it's Bezman Azeh. So in fact, the Gemara, Amma Ivriya Bezman Azeh Miika. How can you talk about Maeser Sheni nowadays? Nowadays, there's no concept of Amma Ivriya. How do we know that? But Tani, we went to the Rabbis, Ein Eved Ivri Noig, Ela Bezmancha Yevel Noig. Right? The whole din of Eved Ivri, and so too Amma Ivriya, only exists when there's Yovel. When there's Yovel, so Yovel is not Bezman Azeh. Bezman Yovel was Deraisa. So how could you have, on the one hand, an Amma Ivriya, and on the other hand, we talk about Maeser Sheni, Bezman Azeh? So the Gemara says, okay, scratch that. We're talking about really Bizman Hamikdash, Bizman when Yovel was Noig, and therefore Maeser Sheni was also Noig mid-Diraisa. But we were talking about a Dirabanan type of Maeser Sheni in a Diraisa time. Where could you have a Maeser Sheni with Dirabanan even Bizman Shayovel Noig? That's talking about you had Maeser Sheni that grew in an Atzash Enanakiv, an unperforated pot. So you're growing your stuff in an unperforated pot. It's not meaning it's not connected to the ground. It's not connected to the ground. It's not mechubel karka. It doesn't have the dine. Chumas and meisers bechlal midyar reis. Okay, so that's the Gemara's question in Teretz on Rav Chista. There are two plias atzumos on this Gemara. Pashab Shad, you're not even learning bikiyas if you don't cheshbin this out. First of all, the whole kasha on Rav Chista is a very shver kasha. Because what do we say? We said the whole kasha is. The whole machlekes between Rav Chista and Rav Asi is about being mezakeh for other people. That's the question. Everybody agrees you could be zeicha for yourself, like the Gemara said yesterday. Da v'da achasi. Rav Chista means says echal zeh echal zeh zeicha la'atma ve'ein zeicha la'achem. Rav Chista agrees you could be zeicha for yourself. The whole machlekes is about being mezakeh for other people, like yesterday's Gemara by the Eruv, being mezakeh for other people in the Eruv. Here, what's happening? The father is giving the money to who? To the shifcha. Now she owns it. Now it's her stuff. So what are you talking about? Zachal Acher. It's not a gift to the whole shayla. The Gemara is asking a kasha. It sounds like it makes no sense. The Gemara is whole kasha. The whole kasha has to be about, do we find a case where the katan can be mezakeh for Acher? It's not being mezakeh l'Acher. He's mezakeh for himself. The shifcha is kind of the money. Now that she's kind of the money, we have a situation where it's her money, she's trying to be paid with her money, someone else is Maeser Sheni, that's the din of Maeser Sheni, you don't pay a chumash. What does that do to Mezakeh L'Acher? I'm just a pellet. All the Rishonim are bothered by this kasha. They just say one answer. The easiest answer, I think, for the Ramban is that the Ramban says that the process of being paid with someone else's Maeser Sheni is analogous to being Mezakeh L'Idei Acher. The same way that I could pick something up and thereby acquire something for you, which is mezakeh de'achem. You give me money and I'm going to give the doc, right? So by me picking up the money, it's going into doc's hand. That's the same idea of me being paid to your Maeser Sheni. That's the way the Ramban says. It's zugestellt. It's like, it's a parallel case. Okay, the other way is of getting out of the pesukim is mamash pashup shat cheshbon question. That's number one. Number two, kishmak kasha here is We said yesterday that there's something called Ikar Min HaTorah, right? When it has an Ikar Min HaTorah, then we have the concept of Kol D'Takun Rabbanu Kein D'Oraisa Takun. Right now, Chal seems to be more complicated because that itself was a machlekes between Rav Chista and Rav Chirina. Right? Even according to Rav Chirina, Rav Chirina says that we only pattern things after their right. So when they shall ikar min atayra. But even according to Lachar, this has an ikar min atayra. Meiser Sheni has an ikar min atayra. Why is it not ikar min atayra? We're talking about Meiser Sheni. So we're talking about Meiser Sheni midrabanan. Okay, but it still is an ikar min atayra. So okay, you have to be yeshua. So this question, maybe that Otzitz Nakov is not called ikar min atayra because Otzitz Nakov is never chayiv in anything. So that might be similar to the case of, like we had yesterday by Erevin, where there's no concept of carrying midaraisa between one shazirka to another shazirka. That's not an isra deraisa at all. So the whole Erev in that case, okay, I'm just pointing out the issue. You have to cheshbin out here. What happened to the whole kol d'takun d'rabbanan kein deraisa takun? Gemara just finished saying that we have such a concept, and everybody agrees we have that concept when there's a shayish min haTorah. So why here is that not true? Okay, so those are just two ha'aras, basic ha'aras in the Gemara. It's a b'kiyah shir. Let's move on. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Gimel midos b'kato. There are three midos, we'll call it, loosely defined it as stages. There are three stages in development of das, of a kato. Tzror, like we had yesterday, Tzror v'zorko, egos v'notlo, zorkala atzmo v'ein zorkala acher. Stage one is when the kid is old enough to decipher between in egos and a rock. He throws out the rock, keeps his egos. Oh, nice. Okay. The ein zochalache. So that case, that level, that stage of das is enough to allow him to be zoche for himself, but not for achim. Now, what the Gemara is going to do here, this is confusing, guys. At each stage, the Gemara brings a parallel din by a woman in terms of her marriage. We'll call it really not a woman, really a girl in terms of her marriage. In other words, each one of these three stages has halachas for every katan and katana, but there's a parallel that affects a katana who's getting married. So each one of these three stages will correspond to a certain stage of a woman's marriage. Okay, I'll call it a level of marriage that a katana can have. So stage one, where you can decipher between the eden and the egos, the tzor and the egos. So we said by a katana the din is it could be zoicha but not mezaka to other people. And corresponding to that, if a girl got married with that level of das, kenegdo b'katana miskadeshes lemiun, she's miskadeshes for the purposes of miun. What does that mean? So the halacha is that a woman, call it a girl, she can be married on a deraisa level, on a derabana level. If her father marries her off, a girl at Sakatana, no matter how young she is, the kiddushin is chal mideraisa. She's married mideraisa. She now needs a get mideraisa. If her father does not marry her off, why is her father not marrying her off? Why does anyone else have jurisdiction? Either because the father died, she's an actual yesoima, in which case the normal thing is that her mother or brother would marry her off. That's one example where she has a kiddushin derabanan. Another kiddushin derabanan could be we have the concept of yisoyim b'chayah. Her father already married her off, and then she got divorced once, so now the father doesn't have the more kiddushin that her father doesn't have rights to marry off again a second time. So she could be getting married on derabanan. Let's take the easy case. So yisoyim, her father died, and now her mother or brother are marrying her off. She's married midrabanan. But that marriage can only be chal if she has some type of das. Her father can marry off midiraisa no matter what. The mother and the brother, however, can only marry her off to the point that there will be some significance to that marriage if she's at this stage of das where she can decipher between the tzur and the egos. So if she is that age when her mother or brother marries her off, so then the halacha is she's miskadeshes lemiun, meaning that she's not allowed to just one day decide she doesn't want to go home and just not go back to her husband. She has to do an official process called miun. That's a process, also a concept where the woman is basically saying, it's like an official thing where she says, I don't want to be here anymore. and she doesn't need a get, so it's not the level of get, it's not a kedushin midirais where you need a get, but it is a process that she needs to go through. So let's just take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Vizu yodas lishmori, this woman is already, this girl is already at the stage where she can be shomer her get, and therefore she cannot leave without a miyun. As opposed to a regular tinoigash enoch lishmor kidushea, she doesn't even need ein tzricha miyun. This girl needs the level of miyun. So that's the idea. If she's already at this first stage of das, so her mother or brother could marry her off. She's married midrabanan. The only way for her to leave that is she does the process of miyun. Before that stage, she doesn't even need to do miyun. Okay, Nassam, interesting, just a quick har here. It's Meduyik in Rashi, it's more than Meduyik. Rashi says Lahedya that on her own, she could also get married. Rashi the Masal connected to Bagtana, Rashi says, Umiskadesh Gidushi Ima o Achiha, Lidaita, O Bikabalas Atzma im Yisoimihi. Or she could get married on her own. This is a whole balagan. There's a whole shail in Shulchan Aruch. Can a girl, who is a yosoma, marry herself off? Usually you find, whenever Chazal talk about it, it's usually the mother or the brother. It's always talk. That's how she got married, mother or the brother. What about marrying herself off? So the medayik, the first of Shulchan Aruch, the medayik from this Rashi, you see from Rashi Gittin, she could marry herself off. Not so pashut, but that's Rashi's way. Okay, that's stage one. Stage two. Ha-pu'utos, mekhan, mekach, u-memkaran, memkar. Pu'utos, which is the mission we had earlier in Intes, which is tanim at a later stage. Rashi brings us from the mission on Intes that the Gemara there explained, kvar shis, kvar timni. So it's already the age of 6 or 8, okay, different exactly, just depending on how sharp they are. Okay, that's a later, they're a little, seem to be a little bit sharper at this point. So then, if not only can they be zeich for themselves, but they can do transactions. They can buy, they can sell. Memkar memkar. That's true by metaltlin. So putz memkar 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 by metaltlin. Dafka by metaltlin. We'll see about kark in a minute. Who kinegdon biktana miskareshes? Kinegdon biktana miskareshes b'kidushi avia. So the corresponding stage of that by a girl that's getting married is that here she'll be married to the point that if she was married midaraisa by her father, she'll be able to accept a get. The first stage was talking about a marriage derabanan. So in a marriage derabanan, the first stage allows her to get out of a marriage derabanan through a miyun. The second stage is even stronger than if she had been married midaraisa, meaning her father married her off, like we said, the father married her off midaraisa, then she can get divorced midaraisa, meaning she's old enough to accept a get. And that's the concept that she's already understands what's going on with the get. And therefore she is, if you take a look at that Rashi, connect the Biktana, Mishigil, Yam Malalu, Mishalcha Ve'ena Choseres Karina Bey. That's already called, that we mentioned yesterday a little bit, that she understands that if the husband says, okay, honey, here's your get, don't come home, she understands not to come back the next day after nursery. Right? She chaps that. She's old enough for that. So she understands, like, oh, this guy just got rid of me. I'm not supposed to come back. It's called Mishalcha Ve'ena Choseres. If she's at that stage, then she can be mekabel to get. Before that stage, she can't even be mekabel to get. Right? Because even though a woman is miskareshes shalom midaita, that means bal korcha, you can, even if she doesn't want to get divorced, she can get divorced, but she has to understand what divorce is. Otherwise, the divorce isn't chal. Okay, that's stage two. And stage three, yigil onos nedarim, Nidreyen neder, vegdeshen hekdesh. So when the child gets to the point of onus nedarim, which according to Rashi is, here we're learning about a year before they reach gadlus. So by Rashi talking about a girl, it would be at the age of 11. So her nedarim are fully chal. And the neder and the hekdesh, if she's makdish something, that's chal as well. And what's the corresponding din? By ektanu, connecting bektanu, choletzes. Then she can do chalitza. Now that's even a higher level. In order to do chalitza, so Rashi brings, you already have to have the stage. I thought that from the pasuk that in order for a child, a katan, to do chalitza, he has to qualify as an ish. Because the pasuk says lashon ish. So by a katan who wants to do chalitza, when we're talking about the boy doing it, he has to be an ish already. And umakshir an ish al ish, we compare an ish to an ish. So just like the boy, man, doing chalitza, he has to be an ish already, the katana has to be an isha in order to do chalitza. So basically, you're already saying that she's no longer, she's considered to be an isha already. She's no longer considered a katana. even though technically she's not Yud Beis yet, but it's enough that she's in the parsha of an Isha that she can do Chalitza. So that's the latest stage. So it just points out, that means a woman can receive a get midiraisa at an earlier stage than which she can do Chalitza. Get, she just has to understand what it's all about. Then she could be a young girl. But if she's, in order to do Chalitza, to do the process of Chalitza, you have to wait till this age. And the Gemara finishes off with Vilimkor benichsei aviv achi ben esem. But in order for children, let's say the father passed away, to be selling off the father's property, Rashi points out it's dafka by karka. As we said, we get the karka. Here's the din of karka. There, the kids have to be 20, even though they're gedolim already at the age of 13. They can't be meicher until the age of 20. Good, says the Mishnah. Katana shal miskabel leigiti ain't no get achi yia get liyada. If a girl, a katana, says to a shliach, I want you to mekabel the get for me, the get is not chal until it gets to her hand. Lefikach, therefore, imratza baal lachzor yachzor. Therefore, if the baal, after handing the get to the shliach that the woman appointed, if he wants to be chayzer, it could be chayzer. Why she'ain katan ois a shliach? Because a katan can't make a shliach. So the girl had no right to appoint this guy a shliach. The girl can't appoint the guy a shliach, so the shlichos was never chal. The shlichos was never chal, so the husband can retract after he gives it to the shliach. So Dani asked the obvious question, which is a good question everyone should be asking. What's the question? What's the mashmaus of the Mishnah? The husband could be chayzer. What if he's not chayzer? It works when it gets to her hand. Right? So even without this, more for the Mishnah even says, Le'edreis, gabli giti, eno get ad shegye get liyadah. That means when it gets to her hand, she is divorced. What do you mean? The Mishnah just says a line later that she can't appoint a shliach. If she can't appoint a shliach, there's no shlichus here. This guy is not a shliach, so it shouldn't be a get, even when it does get to her hand. There's no shlichus.
Why do you need a shliach?
Why do you need a shliach?
Yeah.
Good, so you're starting to say, why do you need a shliach? There's a parish of shlichus, right?
If you get, it got
to her.
What
matters? You need a nesina. What needs to be nesina? The husband has to give to the woman. So if the husband appoints a shliach, right?
So he got to her.
Good, we're getting to it. But this is not enough. But what, there's a famous case which we're going to see maybe at the end. The Tosfos asks the end of today's Amud, beginning of tomorrow's Amud base. A man says to his wife, here, you see that get on the ground? I'm too lazy to pick it up. You take it and get divorced. She's not married. She's not divorced. Because there's no nesina. It has to be nesam v'yada. So it's not enough that she's holding on to the get. There has to be a nesina. Nesina works if she's appointing a shliach, it works to shlichus.
So it turned into shliach.
Anyway, what?
Turned into shliach.
Oh, very good. So the Gemara, who asked this kasha? The Gemara. The Gemara in Samach Gimel Ben Aleph, who we saw at the beginning of the parak, asked this question. She couldn't appoint a shliach, right? And he was just going along with what she said. So he never appointed a shliach either. So the Gemara says, no. He chapped that a girl can't appoint a shliach. So when the husband gave it over to this guy, he appointed the shliach as a shliach lalacha. So it's true, she never appointed the guy as a shliach. She didn't, right? She wanted to appoint this guy as a shliach lekabbalah. That's what she said. Hiskabel igit. She appointed Bob as a shliach lekabbalah. That didn't work. He's not a shliach lekabbalah. So what is he? When the husband gave it to him, he's a shliach lalacha. But that's only because the husband chapped that didn't work, and he on his own appointed the guy as a shliach lalacha. So that's him, you're right, Pesach. Just speaking it out. That's what the Gemara says, Samachim. Okay. Next case of the Mishnah. Vim Amar Lo Avia Tzevis Kabel Biti Gita Im Ratz Lachso Liachso. If the father said to some guy, he appoints Bob, go and be Mekabel the get for my daughter, so then if the husband, after giving the get to this guy, wants to be Chazer, can't be Chazer. Because the father does have the right to appoint a Shliach, so this guy is now a Shliach Likabala on behalf of the girl, meaning the father's appointing, because the father has rights to make a shliach lekabbalah for his daughter. So now, once the husband gives the get to that shliach, the divorce happened, he can't be chayzer. Ha'imer t'nu get zeh l'ishti. If a husband tells the edim, or two people, right, go give this get to my wife, I want you to do it on Bell Avenue. V'nosnu lo b'makom acher. And they gave it on Sussex Avenue. Puzzle. The get is puzzle. Now, what does that mean, puzzle? It means even if it does, pays up after you, even if it gets to her hand eventually, they come and deliver it to her, the get is not chal. She could be holding on to it, it's not chal. It's a puzzle get. However, harehi b'makom ploni, but what if the husband says, you know what? here's take the gift, give it to my wife, and she's over there. She's at this place. She happens to be in Bell Avenue. The Naslam Vagamach, they gave it someone else kasha, then they get his kasha. We'll explain in the Gemara. Ha'isha sha'amrei skabli giti b'makom ploni. If a woman, in a similar vein, a woman appoints a shliach to accept, to be a shliach like a bala, to accept to get b'makom ploni. V'kiblo b'makom acha, and they accept it somewhere else. Puzzle. Tanakam holds puzzle. Rabbi Elazar, they switch it to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, which is better with the Gemara in the Hemshech. Rabbi Lezer, machshir. He allows, even though the woman specified to accept the get in a very specific spot, if they accepted it somewhere else, the get is still chal. Everybody agrees on the last case, similar to the case of the husband, that if she says, here, accept the get from me, right? Bring it, bring my get, makom ploni. She doesn't say, accept it. She says, bring me the get from that spot. Then, even if they get it from a different spot, the get is chal. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Elazar, Maishna Reisha, Delo Palig, Maishna Sefer the Palig. What's Pshat? The Rabbi Elazar is only chaylik in the Sefer, not in the Reisha. Why, when it comes to the husband appointing and specifying a spot, there we say the get is possible if they don't listen and do it somewhere else. If they deliver the get somewhere else, it's possible. Mashenkin in the Sefer, when it comes to the woman appointing a shliach to accept the get in one place and the shliach does in a different place, there we say it's chal. Why? Says the Gemara, Iyu demi daite megareish, the man who's divorcing on his own volition. So Kapit, he's makpid. He says, listen, I want you to divorce her in this spot. He doesn't want you to divorce her in a different spot. Why is that? He doesn't want a different spot because he's makpid. He doesn't want, as Rashi says in the Mishnah, he's embarrassed, right? It's embarrassing. He doesn't want to get divorced. He wants people to talk about it. So he doesn't want to do it in Times Square because there's going to be a lot of people there, people that he knows. He says, go into the other spot where nobody's there. So if the shliach does it in the wrong spot, he's mocked, but he didn't want that. So it's not a get. Mashenkin, Iyu, says the Gemara, when it comes to her, the Bal Karcha Miskaresha, she can't decide. It's not up to her to decide where the get's going to be given because it's the husband's decision. So therefore, Mara Mako Milo. So even when she specifies a spot, what is she really saying? She's just saying, listen, I think he's going to be there. She's just showing, telling the shliach where to go to get the get, not because she's makpida. And that last phrase, that's, I said, we're going to see in the Gemara, the explanation of Mishnah, that's shot in the whole Mishnah. The chilik between specifying a spot and saying, as the Lashon of the Mishnah, as opposed to the difference between saying, Ten gets at least two gets at least the b'makom ploni, as opposed to harehi b'makom ploni, is this yisod of maramakom. When the husband says, "Give the get in a specific spot," he's being makom. I only want it in this spot. Like we said, he's embarrassed in a different spot. His reasons only want it in this spot. When he says she is over here, what is he saying? He's not saying I'm makom on this spot. He's being maramakom. He's saying, "Listen, you'll find her over there. Give her the get over there." So that's why when he had the sword, Maramakum will also then will be chal even if it happens in a different spot. It says the Mishnah, Haveli Giti, Ocheles, Betrumachi Yeget, the Yada. If a woman tells a shliach, bring me the get, she can, if she's a kohenes, she's an Ashes Kohen, she's married to a Kohen, she's allowed to continue eating Truma until the get actually gets to her hand. Because that's when the Gershon happens. If she tells the shliach, no, I want you to be a shliach like Kabbalah, so as soon as the shliach leaves her sight, we have to be afraid that maybe he got it already and she has to stop eating shruvah. If she tells the guy, I want you to accept the get in a very specific spot, and if you add him with the tzion, it makes it a little bit easier here, the shliach didn't listen and was makabal in a different spot, so then the halach is, ocheles b'tshuma, she get lo samakum. So then, she can continue eating tshuma, i.e. she's still married, until the shliach comes to the spot that she told him. Rebbe Lazar oyser miyad. Rebbe Lazar says, no, right away, she's also from eating tshuma. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, v'gita miya hevi. The Mishnah in these last few cases of the Mishnah, where it said, iskab legiti, she's asur lechol b'tshuma, miyad, but iskabli giti bimakum plonis, she can eat until the get gets to that place. So the Gemara is asking on that last case, the halacha is in the Mishnah that if the shliach got it in the wrong spot, so she can continue eating truma until he gets to the right spot. So the Gemara is medayik begita mehavet. That means the get will be chal as once he gets to the right spot. It's not chal right away because he got it in the wrong spot. But when he brings it to the correct spot that she had specified, then the get will be chal. In fact, the Gemara, why is it chal b'chlal? V'amris reish aloi v'gito. In the previous Mishnah, we said, according to the Tanakhama, that when a woman specifies a specific spot for the get to go, and the shliach doesn't listen, it's not a get b'chlal. We didn't say, oh, the get is not chal until she brings it to the, until the shliach brings it to the right spot. The get is not chal at all. Why is the get not chal at all? Because she was makbid, right? As we said, the husband is makbid. He doesn't want to get divorced in that spot. She's also makbid, according to the Tanakhama. So Mimela, what's proud of the Mishnah? Why is this Mishnah saying the get is chal as soon as you bring it to the right spot? It shouldn't be chal at all. So Gemara says, Lo Tzichado, we're talking about a case of here. The Amra, she told the Shleich like this. Hiskabili gita b'masa mechasi. I want you to get it, to be makabal to get it in this very specific spot called masa mechasi. But, v'zimna de mishkachas le b'bavel. You might find my husband or the Shleich might find the guy in Babel. So what's she saying? She's saying two things. I want you to be makabal over here, but you might find him in Babel. That's what she's saying. So the Gemara explains, v'hachikam, but this is really what she means to tell him. Mishkal kol heicha de mishkachas le shakal minei. In terms of taking the get, take it wherever you find him. You find him in Honolulu, just take the get. But, gita lo hedi atamotel mas mechasi. But I don't want the get to be chal until you get the mas mechasi. So in that situation, then for sure the get is going to be chal. In the previous mission we said the get is not chal at all. That's because the sheikh didn't listen. She said, I want you to accept the get on this Bell Avenue. And he did the wrong thing. He didn't listen. Okay, so she's makbid. If you're not listening, you're not my shliach l'kabbalah. There was no shliach, there's no shliach l'kabbalah, there's no get at all. Mashaykin, in this Mishnah, we're talking about a specific case where she's happy for him to take it anywhere. She just doesn't want the get to be chal until it gets a specific spot. So the guys were asking, Baruch Hashem, Jonathan, and then Doc was asking me also, basically, Toysa, the Samachayim and Beis, the top Toysa asked the Gishmak Akasha. Toysa says, how does that work? How does the guy all of a sudden turn into a Sheikh the Kabbalah when he gets the Masa Mechasi? He starts off as a Sheikh Halacha, then he ends up a Sheikh the Kabbalah. So he says, Taisa, this gets back to what you were saying before. At that point, there's no Nesina for Taisa. If he received it in Bavar, and then he walks 3 miles to Masa Mechasi, where's the Nesina Saget? The Nesina Saget happened earlier. He's been a Sheikh Halacha. Right? So there's no Nesina Saget now. Nobody's giving the get from when you get the Masa Mechasiyah. And if you're going to say this shtickle tar that basically he switches a hat, that he's a Sheikh Lekabal that turned the Sheikh Lekabal, we already said earlier, we mentioned a few days ago, but at the Gemara Daf Chav Dalet, you can't have one person switch from a Sheikh Lekabal to a Sheikh Lekabal because that's a problem of Lochaz HaShikhas Eitzel Abba. So if you're going to say that the get is only, she only wants the get to be chal by Masa Mechasiya, so there's no husband giving it to her then. Elamai, it's a sheikh la'olacha turning the sheikh la'kabbalah, that also doesn't work because he can't do it. So it says two terutzim. Terutz number one is a whole hakimta. That what happened? The deal was that this guy's going to be a sheikh la'olacha until he gets the Masa Mechasiya. Then he appoints another sheikh la'olacha to give it back to him and he'll be a sheikh la'kabbalah. So the whole problem that we said earlier is that a Sheikh Halacha can't poof switch from a Sheikh Halacha to a Sheikh Halacha because that's the Ein Mishalcha, Sheikh Ein Mishalcha Esel Abal. But, L'chaz Sheikh Esel Abal. But, if there's somebody in between, then his Sheikh has ended first, and then there's a new Sheikh, a Sheikh Halacha. That's answer number one. The answer number two is a little bit easier. It's very Gishmak. Tosh just says that a man can give a Sheikh, can get to a woman and say, listen, I'm giving you the get right now, but you're not divorced for the next 15 days. Right? Here's your get. So he said the same thing. There was a Sheikh Lekabbalah. This guy was a Sheikh Lekabbalah in Babel. He was a Sheikh Lekabbalah. But there's a t'nai that the gerishin shouldn't be chal until he gets the Masa Mechasi. So it's not the pshat of the Sheikh Lekabbalah and then all of a sudden there's a new Kabbalah happening. No, the Sheikh Lekabbalah happened in Babel. But there's a t'nai that the get is not going to be chal until he gets the Masa Mechasi.